This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Is it Thursday yet?
Can we get started with this thing, please?
Okay, yesterday I think this was your vibe, today it is mine. Now I'm like, okay, let's just get to it. Okay,
let's get started.
Excited, let's do it already. Enough. With the appetizers.
Can we just find a way to make a toy drive start now so we can get the... Well, in an odd way, toy drive does kind of start today. It actually starts on Thursday. And by the way, hi, everybody. 6:02.
Hi, everybody.
Tuesday morning, the second day of December 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Toy Drive does start Thursday. Today is Giving Tuesday, and Help Southern Nevada has already jumped out in front of this, and you can text 2025 Toy Drive to 76278.
Yeah.
You can donate right now.
We can
jump in. You want to be the first one? I mean, the first one is Helix Electric. Wow, easy for me to say professionally. I'm, for the record, freezing right now.
You are?
I am. I'm freezing.
Wait, I have the foot heat warmers you brought me that almost got you arrested.
Oh, we have a story about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never told it yesterday. I almost got strip searched.
Ooh,
swear to God.
Little old me.
No, and it's a beautiful thing because, you know, I'm glad that the TSA was on their game, but easy boys.
Yeah, whoa.
Easy boys. Had a rookie, and he was fired up. But we'll tell that. Okay, I can tell it now. I got these things. I wanted to get Michaela heated socks for Toy Drive.
Yes, which I appreciate.
Well, they didn't. I was not able to get her size. In fact, actually, when I went back to get heated socks, they were all gone at the Costco in Seattle.
Yes.
So I got these things called Little Hotties. I didn't think anything of it. Little Hotties, they usually make hand warmers. These are, in fact, foot warmers. You stick them to your socks.
Okay.
You know, and you put them in your shoes. They keep your toes warm.
Yep.
I did not even think that they would get the attention of TSA. But they would. They're chemicals. They're these little chemical packets. And so they're checking my bag, and I'm thinking, oh, it's because I have two. Oh, I'm like, no, I took the two laptops out. I wonder what. Oh, it's the little hotties.
Oh my God, yeah, because there's chemicals in the pack.
So the guy pulls it out. He looks at it and he goes, "It looks like you resealed this." I said, "No, uh-uh. That's the way it came from Costco. They put their tape on it. That's how it is. And he goes, well, I'm going to have to open it. Okay, man.
You're like, whatever.
Do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, how many packets are in here? And I kind of look over and I'm being nice about it. I'm not being condescending.
Sure.
I'm just kind of like, do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah.
Do what you have to do.
Right.
And I just kind of looked over. I said, I don't really know. 30? And then I pointed at where it says 30. See on the corner. See on the corner of the box there where it says 30.
Yeah.
But there's 30 of them in
mm-hmm.
there. And I go, oh, it's 30. And he kind of looks at me. For the record, young. He's a rookie. I fly through that airport and understand it's a very, very small airport. And they're overstaffed on TSA, which is great. I've come to learn that they use that as a training facility. So they run the rookies through, and then if they're good, then they send them off to the bigger airports.
Got it.
So I usually know, I have a pretty good idea of who's who.
Sure.
There.
Yeah.
This guy's new, and he's all about it. And so then he goes, all right, well, I'm going to have to open this up. He starts going through and he goes, I'm going to have to test all of these.
Oh, my God.
I said, you're going to test all 30 of them. And he goes, yeah. And I go, what does that mean? Are you going to cut them open? And he goes, why? Is that a problem?
Kind of.
And I said, no. I said, I got to be honest, buddy. At this point, you could just take them. I shouldn't have brought them. I don't know what I was thinking.
Wait, that's wild.
I don't know what I was thinking. We had this happen one other time, too. My wife, she likes this special kind of salt. And so she bought two of them, kept one of them up at the farm, was bringing another one back to Las Vegas. And same thing. And I said, how often do you have to test things for drugs? And the lady goes, about 4 times an hour. And it was like, oh, so you do this. So it happens a lot.
Oh, this is normal.
And I just went, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought them. And the guy goes, yeah, this whole thing's really sketchy.
What?
And I went, no, I'm bringing back foot warmers. I could explain why. Probably doesn't matter. I said, you can have them. And then the supervisor comes over and he goes, so what's going on over here? He goes, this seems to be taking a while. Is everything okay? And he goes, well, don't I have to test all of these? He goes, no, he goes, swab 4 of them and give him his stuff back. He goes, he's not
a criminal.
Well,
he wants to keep his toes warm.
God bless him, though. You don't know that. You don't know who I am or where and what I'm doing and what kind of radicalization I may have undergone.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, but I was just like, hey, if you want to keep them, it's my bad. I shouldn't have brought them. And then the guy smiles and he laughs and he goes, gosh, we've never strip searched anybody before. And I said, well, are we going to do that today?
Yeah, just you and your foot warmers, just naked.
Can
in the
I
airport.
Stretch first? Or?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, how? I mean, I showered, but.
Can you buy me dinner first?
Whatever it was going to be. But, yeah, so they swabbed the 4 of those and away we go.
Well, they work.
Now, do they?
They really do.
Well, thank God, because I went through a lot to bring those back to you.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I got a buddy that does a very funny holiday wrap-up letter.
Yeah.
It's very funny. And he
Cute.
Works, and you can tell he works hard at it.
Oh, I love that.
I understand. Erica's against it. How do we feel about these? Most people seem to use these things to brag about how awesome their kids are, how great their life is. Newsflash. She says that. Newsflash. No one wants to know. Nor do we want to read the whole thing.
Okay, so don't.
Well, yeah, but you know what though, Michaela? Just as you cannot dim others' shine, don't dim others' hatred either.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying don't.
Don't dim others. Don't dim others'
don't
hatred.
Don't read it, sister.
Take a side. Jump in there. You know,
I just think it's so weird. People like this are just so bizarre to me.
Right, but it's also good. It's good for us. It's helpful for us.
Yeah,
that we have that. So I don't want to discourage this type of behavior. Sure. I'm happy that they
but I definitely have an opinion, and that's good for radio too, because I don't like this at all.
Yeah, Michaela doesn't. Yeah, you don't like this at all.
No.
Which I find, and I always kind of forget about, and then we get into it, and I'm like, oh, she's uncomfortable over there.
No, I'm not. I think you're uncomfortable.
No.
You're like, don't dim her light. But I'm not. No. I just don't like her little attitude.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Ooh.
Now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Who's on the phone?
We got Sandra Regis from the North Side.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Sandra. Hello, Sandra.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How do
Hi.
We, how do, A, do you send Christmas cards?
Yes, I do.
Do you do with pictures? Is it a picture?
Sorry, you're breaking up.
You sound great to us. So do you send a picture? Is your Christmas card a picture?
On social media, yeah. I'll try to with my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, are you trying to say that you send your Christmas card on social media?
No, well, just to my friends.
I get, so you don't actually send Christmas cards? You don't send cards?
I send them too. I do.
Oh, so you do both. Okay.
You do both. Do you do the holiday wrap-up letter?
No, I don't.
No. Do you receive holiday wrap-up letters?
Yes, but I like them because when I was a military wife, we were gone a lot from family, and so I like to fill us in because I... Like some of our family friends, we've known them for years, and then I don't get to see the kids or anything because we're the only ones who moved away.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Yeah, and sometimes social media, you only get so much.
Yeah.
My buddy who does this really fantastic holiday wrap-up letter, and if you know him, then you get this. It's all dad jokes and puns, and he's doing it on purpose to try and get you to roll your eyes. The more you roll your eyes, the better he likes it. But he's never on social media.
Oh, yeah.
He's almost never on social media. So there are parts of this that he, you know, there are parts of this that are good because there's stuff that you just may not know. You know what you're really going to love, Sandra? You're going to love these tickets to Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian. So enjoy that.
Have fun.
Hang on 1 second.
I love her.
I get Erica's thing the same way that I get people who get frustrated with social media just because. Here's the thing, and you can't win. If you've now entered Erica's zone of I hate this letter, you can't win. Because if all you do is put all the good stuff out there, it's like their life, they make it look like their life is so perfect. And nobody's life is that perfect. But by the same token, if you go down the list about, you know, grandma's kidney cancer, you know what I mean, or whatever else, and about losing your dog in April, because she'll ding you for that too.
Totally.
So while I'm with you, Michaela, look, don't read it. Fine, go on.
Yeah. About. Also, the mentality of like they're just bragging, showing off, losers. Well, like I do not understand that. Like my brain just doesn't.
Nah, you're not
encompass
that person.
Encompass that. That's nice.
It's not
it's
you.
It's good they're having a nice life.
Yeah, it's not you, and it's not most of us. But
yeah.
I'll just say, I understand. I don't agree, but I do understand the viewpoint.
Well, good.
I appreciate your perspective, Chet, because to me, this is giving off I don't care comment on the post. Like, okay, so don't leave the comment.
That's exactly it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Don't leave the comment. Don't read the letter. Like, okay, cool.
If you don't care, then why are you commenting?
It's who cares in the comments. And the reply to that is ew.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Yeah, it's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring and Holiday Gift Store. I get the idea, and I'm kind of piecing the details together with this. It's not, in all honesty, it's not very well written, and I didn't realize it until about 45 seconds ago, where I was like, I would have rewrote this if I had a moment. I might have even had ChatGPT rewrite it for me.
But yes.
No time for that now. I think this Ben Saunders may be one of those guys that offers to clean up people's yards and then posts it on social media. I think maybe. Because he's got just shy of 600,000 YouTube followers. So this is where I'm kind of piecing the details together. It makes sense in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, there's this guy named Nick Joyce. His backyard had gotten overgrown. He's 63 years old. He's a veteran. He's not able to do it himself for whatever reason. The city was coming down on him pretty hard, and they were basically telling him, you don't want us to do it.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna. You don't want that to happen. Somehow, and the weeds, I guess, were like 8 feet tall. Legitimately,
wow.
between 6 and 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
So somehow Ben caught wind of this, and him and his team spent 2 days clearing the weeds and the brush and all that. And then they built some raised beds so that Nick can plant vegetables. Apparently, here's the story. He has COPD, he has arthritis, and he has PTSD. Nah, man.
Yeah, rough.
He's seen things. He lost his factory job in April when his car broke down, and nearest store is 12 miles away.
Gosh.
So this whole thing had kind of crashed down on him. Then, after Ben cleared Nick's, you know, yard and all that kind of stuff and built the vegetable beds, they went ahead and started a GoFundMe and raised $15,000.
Amazing.
And bought him a car.
Yes.
And bought him a car so he could make it to the grocery store. So, yeah,
that's
it's all
awesome.
Good. Yeah, the other story, a pet rabbit saved a woman and her family. The bunny was jumping around and making a bunch of noise. Turns out their back porch was on fire. I know, and everybody got out, including her 92-year-old mother. They got the rabbit out. They even had enough time to save the family's Christmas gifts. But honestly, I mean, hero rabbit, sure.
Yeah.
Potentially. Also, rabbit going, fire! You know, I mean, that might be
so cute. Good for that little smarty rabbit.
But regardless of how it came about, it's your good feeling stories of the day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you see the bear in Altadena?
No.
Outside of Altadena, I'll never look at Altadena the same way again. A, wildfires earlier this year. B, that's where the dude won the $1 billion in Powerball.
That's right. Yes.
I'll never look at it the same again. And this, I may be able to add a third one.
Tell me.
Some giant bear has been living under this guy's house and the guy didn't know it. Since the fires.
Oh my God.
The bear
God.
Was like, ah, I gotta find a spot.
Yeah.
And got into this guy's crawl space. He thought somebody messing with them,
mm-hmm.
You know, homeless guy, whatever. He didn't know.
Yeah.
It turns out big fat bear is squeezing himself into this, like, you know, God, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just like a little area where you to get under the house.
Yeah, sure.
And he's been living, and apparently the bear goes out. Looks for food, does whatever. It's like, dude, go to sleep already.
Yeah, but hibernate.
And then he comes back. he goes out at night and comes back during the day, or the other way around. I'm not sure what it is. But they finally put up cameras. This big fat bear trying to get in.
That's it. Thinking that you have like kids or someone like bothering you, and it turns out it's like a humongous bear.
Well, I guess on Friday the bear roared, not growled, not, you know, whatever's in the middle of growl and bear roared.
Oh my God.
And, yeah, got his attention.
I would flip out.
So let me ask you guys, if you guys own that house and that situation happened to you, would you move?
Mm-mm.
Or you just call to get him removed?
Yeah, we'd just get him out.
Wouldn't be terrified that it happened again?
He's like, yeah, and he's like, and they ask him, are you going to name him? He's like, sure, but let's have him leave.
I feel like I would like him there because he's like, we've got a loyalty. He knows I'm giving him shelter. And then he'd also work as security. Like, he'd be like, no one would come to my house and bother me. I would love it.
He doesn't know any of that.
About 3 months, your lunch.
That's a sweet. That might be one of the most Michaela things ever, and I just feel like pets
have that loyalty, like your dog. Like, they know if you're, like, being nice to them, feeding them. It's like babies.
I'd love to believe that to be true.
Yes.
And have that turn into, like, a Disney movie, but I don't think so.
Yeah, me and the bear.
Like,
pals.
Adrian said it right. Lunch. you're gonna be lunch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know it's the holiday season. I know today's Giving Tuesday. I know Toy Drive is in 2 days. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes. No, but
I thought you might come with me on that one.
I was, you know.
However, this may be the most evil thing I have ever heard in my life.
What?
To the point of where I'm like, this can't be true. And if it wasn't a friend of mine that's telling the story, I would think it was made up.
Oh my God.
I also, even though, as just evidenced, no, the bear will protect you. He will love you because he lives under your house. He'll be security for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anybody who would know somebody, not saying that you would take part in this type of activity or that you would be around people who took part in this type of activity, I don't believe you would be. You would cut them from your life immediately.
Oh my God, what?
But if there's anybody that I know that may know somebody who is this evil, I believe it is you, Michaela.
Oh, I know this.
Gina Maria, what is your middle name?
Annalise.
I knew that.
Close though.
Gina and Maria are
in my family.
Michaela Annalise Gordon.
Yes.
Social Security number 641. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
If there's anybody who might know somebody who would engage in this, you know what it is? It's straight out of the old school movie Showgirls.
Love it. Oh, yeah, I for sure probably know this person.
Or someone like them. Okay,
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, we'll tell you the story in just a minute. It's Chet Buchanan Show. 2 days until Toy Drive. It starts Thursday. We'll see you there.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you ready for this?
Ready.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Give it to me.
This is wild. What did I do with it? I do not believe that you would engage in this conduct or that you would hang out with anybody who did. But I also believe that if there's anyone who's ever heard of this happening and can actually go, it's not often. It's the most evil thing I've ever heard. The belief is that 1 in 10 women have sabotaged a friend's outfit because she looked better than you did. The friend's outfit got sabotaged because they looked better. The sabotagee looked better than the sabotager. One girl was on a weekend getaway in Florida with her best friend. They planned to attend a party on a yacht. Her friend brought a sexy little white dress to wear at the party. Somebody actually admitted to doing this. The woman in question opened her friend's dress bag and sprayed orange drink all over the white dress, then zipped it back up.
Ew.
Another girl intentionally spilled wine on her best friend to keep her from talking to a guy that they both liked. Is this an actual... Again, I can't see you doing it. I can't see anybody you hang out with doing it.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's not even a thing.
No. No, not in your circle.
Never. That would never happen. Never has happened.
In your circle.
Yeah, but not even women that I know. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, even some girls I've sang with. I've never... No, that's awful.
No, you've never heard of anybody being the victim of it?
No.
Okay.
Like, and thank God.
I just wondered.
That's wild.
702, I'm going to open this up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm curious to know.
702-364-9898. It came from another buddy of mine asked me if we had done this bit. And
yeah.
I said, "No." No, but I'll throw it out there. I said, I don't know that the people that listen to this show
behave in such a manner. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, kidding? I'm curious. I don't know anybody that did. And if anyone ever did, I would absolutely say something and it would be a wrap on the friendship.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No way.
They would be ostracized. But that's where I thought it might come from. That in my brain where I said, if Michaela's got a story, it would be, yeah, I know somebody who did this. Nobody talks to her anymore.
Yeah. No.
Or it happened in LA. It happened in where honestly, I would think maybe the stakes are a little higher. You know what I mean? More people going for the same gig, you know, and people.
Yeah. But even being competitive or like wanting the same thing, like that's a stretch to put like orange all over their outfit. Like that's just gross.
Cause she looked better than you and you were going to a party on a yacht. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wild.
I'm just 702-364-9898. Have you ever total anonymity? We're not going to other than
call you out.
I'll say that your name is Carl. Everything is going to be okay.
Or Carla.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah. Well, it was always, what is it? Jessica Lombardo. Don't we have it written up there? We have it's passed through Jesse Lombardo.
Oh, that's what that thing is. Okay. Yeah,
that's what that is. Yeah. That was for years, that was the code name.
Oh, okay, okay,
and
okay.
If somebody called in and said, yeah, my name's Jessica Lombardo.
That's so
then,
funny.
Then we knew that you just, okay, don't ask any other questions.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Lombardo's call.
Has it ever, have you ever seen somebody sabotage somebody else's outfit? Or, man, bonus points if you're willing to admit that it's you.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Let's go.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. so you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, got one.
Yes, we do.
At the last second, got
Let's
one.
Go.
The question was, apparently a friend of ours, radio friend of ours, found a stat, 1 in 10 women have sabotaged a friend's outfit because she looked better than you did. They were like, have you done that? Did you get anything? Why? Because Vegas is scandalous?
Yeah.
No. They found one girl was going to a weekend getaway in Florida with her best friend, and they planned to attend a party on a yacht. Her friend had bought a sexy little white dress and was going to stun. She opened up her friend's dress bag and sprayed orange drink all over the little white dress and then zipped it back up.
Mm-mm.
Nobody ever knew. Another girl intentionally spilled wine on her best friend. We have a story. At the very last second, I'm interested. What happened?
This is Jessica Lombardo.
Yeah, I'm not saying your name.
And we were on our way to a wedding, and a bunch of girls when we were in our 20s, and we were all going together. And the girl that was driving pretended to forget someone's luggage and left it outside. And I saw it outside, and I said, oh, you're forgetting Melissa's luggage. And... Oh, and she put it in. And then when we got to the location, we were all staying at an Airbnb. Miraculously, her luggage had water all over it.
Oh, my God.
And so all of her clothes.
That's so shady.
Wow.
And I am sure it was on purpose. Anyways, we're not friends anymore with this girl.
Yeah, good for you. Did you guys confront her?
Or did you just hang up the phone? No.
So your phone cut out. She said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They act stupid. But, you know, it happens all the time. It happens especially, like, in cheerleading and in dance and all of these different things. I've seen, you know, moms, you know, steal other girls' costumes or shoes or whatever just so that because they thought their child was better than the other child. It goes on all the time. Like I always say, you know, women can take over this world if we didn't keep stabbing each other in the back.
Yeah, dude.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm surprised I haven't seen it more in the pageant world, but I also think there's too many people watching. You know what I mean? There's a lot of watching, but even maybe at the local level where you might see that, but.
Oh, yeah. Seems like a great movie or documentary, just the underworld, underbelly of all that.
Oh, it's happened with
it. It is. It's called Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Makeup. Messing with the makeup.
That movie?
Yes, all right. And showgirls. All right. Yeah. Jessica Lombardo, see you at Toy Drive. Get off the phone.
Two more days to the Toy Drive.
Before you get discovered. Yep.
That's so funny.
See you in 2 days or whenever we see you.
See you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I was telling somebody this last night too, because they were trying to schedule. You know what I mean? Sometimes with the people in town, you know, with the celebrities and the whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And people want a schedule. And it was kind of like, well, we just can't. And I said, here's the dirty little secret. I'm going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
If you show up, we'll figure it out.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a great thing. People want to make toy. Yeah, people want to make toy drive so formal. And everything, well, when can we come by? And will we? And,
Yeah.
We've
12 straight days.
Swing through.
You'll be there for 24 hours.
apparently, details are sketchy. Hang on, let me go back to the text. Somebody I know. I called them and they were like, I called them.
Yeah.
And they just wrote back, no.
For what?
Because I tried to get them to go on the air.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Right.
They were no.
So I called them and they wrote me, no.
Uh-huh.
apparently in college, some girl had, there was a winter formal in college and some girl stole a guy within the friend group, and they all conspired to ruin her outfit on the day of. They waited until the day of, so she couldn't do anything about it. She went home for Christmas and never came back.
Oh my God.
Awful.
That's so mean, dude.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, with that, hey, 2 days till toy drive.
Let's go, baby.
Hey, today's Giving Tuesday. Put some good out in the world, man, because that right there, that's
an awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, it has begun. Toy drive, actually, you know, honestly, toy drive kind of starts today.
Yeah.
With Giving Tuesday, you can text 2025 Toy Drive to 76278. Make an early donation. I would love to get a nice kickstart going into Thursday morning when it all begins at NV Energy. This time, 2 days from now, I should be up there on top.
Yes.
And we're negotiating with the mayor to figure out when she wants to come too. She's in. We just got to figure out when.
So great.
She's got like a press conference at 9:30. So I said, does she want to show up to give blessing before I go up, or does she want to show up to give blessing after I'm already there? So they were going to ask her, and we'll find out. Probably right about now. Also coming in, and I'm going to change the name. Hi, my name is Christina. I listen to your show religiously every morning. I truly admire everything you guys do during the Christmas season with Toy Drive. I never thought I would be writing this email.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. We have donated to Toy Drive most years since the girls were born. They are now 15, 9, and 6. But this year it is our turn to ask for help. My family and I have fallen on hard times. I always hear you talk about it, but I don't know how to do it. How can we get signed up for Toy Drive? And that's it. Sometimes you can help, and then sometimes you need help. And usually when you need help, it's not like you go, well, you know, in 2025, we're probably going to need help. No, it's just, it's in August of 2025. All of a sudden, your company decides to... that they're going to use AI, and you're out of gig.
Yeah,
a 15-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And now, what the hell are you going to do? So, that's why it's important, and that's why we'll get after it. Honestly, it's to that point now too, where it's like, let's go already.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on, can we just start now and just get? Let's go and do what we can.
Yeah.
Interesting today, the Sean Diddy Combs, Sean Combs, The Reckoning, executive produced by 50 Cent.
Listen, 50's not playing though. And he was like, if I let this go, people are going to think like the community of hip hop is like cool with Diddy's actions and we're
right,
not.
Right.
So I'm making
Hang on,
it.
We're telling the last part first, just for a second though, because it comes out today. His and Sean Combs' people have come out calling it a shameful hit piece using stolen footage that was never authorized for release. The director says, we obtained the footage legally. We have the necessary rights. We have reached out to Sean Combs' legal team for an interview and comment multiple times, but did not hear back. The Diddy people on the other side said, we've been amassing footage. Sean has been amassing footage since he was 19 to tell his own story in his own way. They're calling it fundamentally unfair and illegal. My question, and also the question of 50 Cent. Oh, and then they said, 50 Cent's a longtime adversary with a personal vendetta. Well, my question then is, if it's illegal and all these other things, where's your lawsuit, Chief?
Judge,
throw that out real quick.
Totally.
You know? They put a stop to that in a hot second if you didn't have the right to use the footage.
Yeah, I know. I feel like Diddy and his team were just like hanging on for dear life. Like, it's happening, pal.
Including, did you hear the, apparently there's a clip 6 days before they arrested him where he said, we need to find someone who will work with us who has worked in the dirtiest of dirty businesses.
Ooh, I believe it, though.
I'll watch. Will you watch?
Yeah, I will.
I'll have to wait till after Toy Drive, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I imagine, boy, think about that. 2 weeks from now, this thing comes out today. 2 weeks from now, the stories that'll be around it after people see it and talk about it.
Just perfect for the holidays, family gatherings.
You being
gatherings.
On top of the scaffold watching it is insane.
Maybe. There's just not that kind of time.
That is not the right tingle. We're trying to feel turn toy drive, brother.
Bedtime is the best time. So there's no time. It's not like I lay in bed and watch Netflix. It's usually I get in there. We get it done. And by the way, also, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. this year. I will be there 24 hours a day. Somebody will be there, right?
Yeah.
We got security there. We've got people there. If you want to drop something off at 3 in the morning, feel free. You know, like I always say, if you come by and you honk your horn, I'll come out and say hello. I may only say hello with one finger, but I'll come out. I will come out and say hello. If you really don't think I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah, since COVID, it's been different. And I realize we're five years on the other side of it, but staffing and all of those things have the world has changed.
Just changed.
But yeah, but, I will be there 24 hours a day starting Thursday morning at 6 a.m. If I know Michaela will be there 18 hours a day starting
Thursday. Listen, I'm telling you this, you guys. I want to. This year's a little rough. Last year I was like so into it, and I said no to all the singing stuff, but I'm going to have to find a good balance
this
year.
Girls got to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course I'll be there, but it's going
to
be
we can plan. We can plan.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I mean? There's a lot of ways to make it happen.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing you the 27th annual 98.5 KLEC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive begins Thursday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, welcome to Tuesday, 8:02 Tuesday morning, the second day of December. My wife's birthday, Britney Spears' birthday, 2 days until Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
What you doing for, Chet?
Going to the company Christmas party.
Wait, is today her birthday? What do you mean? That's not explained. You said Amy, Britney, and 2 days to Toy Drive. So
no, I
thought it was
happy birthday to my wife. And then I said, and Britney Spears. Yeah, anyway, yes.
Okay, so today's her birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday, Amy girl.
Yes,
love
ma'am.
That.
And then that's when Adrian asked, what are we doing? I said, go to the company Christmas party.
I know.
We'll put in a solid hour, and then we're going to dinner.
Good. That's awesome.
So if I show up in a suit, that's why.
Cute.
Because we'll go somewhere nice.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Are you going? Are you coming to this thing?
I'm going to definitely try. I will say, listen, I have.
That's awesome.
It's not even like that. It's like me also trying to explain to my family. Like, I, doing the radio in the morning and gigging at night is taking over my life, especially in the holiday season. We have a couple, my band and I have a couple announcements we're excited about, but there's new holiday residencies. We're overwhelmed. We're just,
your hours
taking
are crazy.
By we,
you mean you.
No, me and my band.
Oh, and the band.
Yeah, yeah, we're going hard. So it's, I totally want to be there. We're overwhelmed.
I get it.
Excited.
I am going to use that line in the future, though. I am definitely.
Definitely going to try.
Definitely going to try.
Yeah. Effort will be there.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Definitely going to try.
Yeah, dude.
That's usually what I say when I'm not going.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
That's usually what I say. No, I told her, she being our market manager, corner office Gina, and she goes, oh, or I got an email, or I forget how it came up. And I'm like, well, that's my wife's birthday. And then she was like, oh, well, we wanted to try and do it before toy drive and all that.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
And then I went home and I told my wife, and she didn't bail me out. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of small talk.
Yeah.
And just kind of with people that you already talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I hadn't seen anybody, it'll be cool to see the people that I never see to catch up with them. But the people that I see, we already talk. What else are you going to talk about?
So 12 days, huh? You're just up there.
Oh, God. No, it's one honest to God. And it's fine. I get it. It's just part of the gig, but it's one long string of, so are you ready? So are you ready? Every person I see from now until Thursday. So are you? And it's been for the last week.
Yeah.
So are you ready? And I always look at them and I go, do I have a choice?
Yeah, exactly.
And they laugh and I laugh. But I really mean it. I don't. It's happening. Yeah, it's happening. We'll be there.
Yeah,
it's
ready
good.
Or not.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and then I go, yeah, we're ready. We're as ready as we're going to be.
Of course.
Isn't that accurate?
Yeah.
Scaffold goes up today, by the way.
Woohoo. Oh, that's
awesome.
They
do that in the day? I was going to ask. Oh, yeah. I was curious.
Yeah.
Because I watched it last year. I live close to it, so I kept driving by watching him do it.
And for many.
I was curious.
For many years, for many years, it was the test that they would give for the, I should know what this is, but it's when it's the people who do those kind of things. It's their test for them to get their certification. So, you know, it's going to be good because they're not good there. And some people were like, oh, no, that's bad. No,
totally.
That's good because they're super going to pay attention and then it's super going to get checked over.
Yeah.
And every year it's always a little bit different, which is kind of funny. Some years
the wood feels a little different up there.
Well, or there's some years there's little posts sticking out, and other years there's not. And sometimes, yeah, it's just different the way they all put it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
It's fun, but it's home.
Yeah,
it's home.
That's actually great, though. I'm glad that they have to like test on it so you know it's safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from right now, be waking up going, wow. One way or another, wow.
Yep.
I'm kind of a little bummed. The weather going into next week is starting to get warmer. That's not
is
my,
it?
Yeah, it's not my friend. It's my enemy. I'd rather have cloudy in 55 to 58 and apparently mid-60s. Last year was that way. Last year, remember I sat up there and fried, and then at the end, the wind blew and tore everything up.
Yes. Nah, oh, my God, yes.
Last couple of days were a little nasty. All right, let's get to relationship rehab really quick. Brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sia Bikes, and of relationship rehab. For every sale Big Bully Turf makes, they'll donate another bike to Toy Drive.
The best.
This is quick. Marissa in Silverado Ranch says, sorry, I'm bringing all the evil into the show today. I realized I did that. If you missed it about 45 minutes ago, one of the more evil things ever of people sabotaging, girls sabotaging other girls' outfits because the one girl looked better than the other girl. It was just awful. And we heard it, all kinds of crazy stories. Marissa in Silverado Ranch, I admit it, I'm evil. I snooped for my Christmas presents. I found them. I hate, capital letters, hate the big one.
Now.
How can I get my boyfriend to exchange that gift before Christmas so I'm not disappointed, but so he doesn't know I snooped? This is easy for me. And what frightens me is that was this so easy for me that I am also evil? I don't think so. Because I would not snoop.
Yeah. I'm a snooper. I've learned my lesson.
You're not evil.
No, but I'm a snooper. I was. I'm a recovering. And because I'm just nosy, I can't help it. Then I learned my lesson. I never did it again.
Well, Marissa, you may be off the hook. Because listen, I'm not going to tag. I'm not going to do a universal tag on everybody and call it evil if you snooped. You probably shouldn't. But if you did it, I can find a way that it's so easy. But how do you get out of it?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
It's funny. I kind of want to throw this in there, too. Marissa in Silverado Ranch comes right out and says it at the beginning. I admit it. I'm evil. I snooped for my Christmas presents. I found them. And I hate the big one. And I was kind of along with that. I was like, yeah, evil. And then Michaela was like, I'm a snooper.
Been there. Been there, sister.
Well, maybe it's not so evil.
Yeah, I think evil's a harsh word.
She said it, and I just went along with it. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, you are. You get what you deserve.
Yeah.
Work this. Shame on you.
Yeah, but it is bratty.
Although I do have a way out. I do have immediate, and immediately when I went, oh, I know how to get out of this one, I went, wait, does that make me evil? Where are we starting with this?
Line four with Sarah Hoffman.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
First of all, is snooping for your Christmas presents, is it evil?
A little bit.
Right. But, okay, so maybe if you're saying a little bit, maybe that's just in naughty.
Not for the big one. I feel like the big present is always like something that should be really thoughtful and a surprise. So maybe the little one's not so much, but.
Yeah, but if you're snooping, you find what you find, right?
Well, sometimes.
as a reformed snooper, Michaela, what are your thoughts on it?
There's nothing you can do, sister. You're going to open those Christmas presents up on Christmas morning, and you're going to act so surprised like you have never seen them in your life. And then at the end of the day, if you really feel like being like, hey, babe, not really my style, maybe we do an exchange, then you can bring it up. But that's it. That's your only choices.
Don't you, if it's the big one, hasn't there maybe been some sort of discussion already? You know what I mean? Hasn't there been? Right. So then can't you go, won't there be an opportunity at some point over the next, what's today, the second, over the next 23 days, let's just call it 3 weeks, because you got to have time to switch it up. Isn't there a way to bring that up and go, man, that's not the one I like. What are we talking about here? Shoes.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Or a ring or a whatever.
Like send a photo of what you really want. Be like, oh, this is so cute.
Yeah, somehow point to what you like.
Yes.
And somehow bring up what you didn't. But you got to be really careful with it.
It's actually so smart, yes.
That's assuming your partner listens, though.
Well, you can only do what you can do with that, right?
But that's so smart. Like if you're sitting in the car with your partner and you're like, oh my gosh, I would love this. This is like such a great gift. Like if we're doing big and small, like I'd love to have this as like a big gift. Oh my gosh, this is so cute. And then, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just somehow you got to put it in their head.
Yep.
That what they did. Yeah, and they'll be fine.
Yeah. Also, listen, one time Lisa opened up her big present. She wanted an iPhone watch or an Apple watch, whatever. And so she was like, I want the gold face with the blah, blah. So I got it for her. And then she was like, oh, no, that's not what I like, actually. I wanted the silver face. And I was like, all right, well, let's go get the new one. We did the exchange, whatever. Sure. Like, it was...
Bang, bang.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got... Like, it was not a big deal. And I'm sensitive. And I was like, we'll go return it. Let's do it.
You said that to her or you just did it?
No. I'm saying being sensitive, like...
Right, right.
I still was like, oh, totally, no problem. Like, and we went to the mall and exchanged together.
But you said that to her? Like, she opened it up and said, this wasn't the one I wanted.
Oh, no, I didn't say it. I'm just saying for someone who would be sensitive, it didn't bother me. Like, yep. I was like, let's do it. No problem.
Oh, no. If you're going to get, oh, my God, if you're going to go, well, I picked this and you're getting what you're getting. Well, then that's kind of on you at that point, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So her
I
man
hear what
should
you're
be
saying, you though, about saying. Being sensitive about it.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, my God, totally.
Yeah,
like,
I'll just
no
go.
Problem. Let's get the one you want.
I thought it was Christmas morning and she pulled the okie doke on you. Pulled the switcheroo, Sarah. Where they, you know, where they go, where you go, where you get the one in rose gold and then you think you did the right thing. And then they go, God, but I really, man, I saw the silver one the other day and man, that was sexy. You're like, damn it.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. My daughter did that one year with her Doc Martens.
Yes.
Well.
So my feelings were hurt pretty bad when she opened them up, but we did the same thing. We just brought them back and exchanged them.
Yeah. At that point. Aww. Fine. Fine. Well, this is what you said. Yeah. And then it's a funny story. Then it really is a funny story. My wife and I, we're so bad. We Costco. We were at Costco and we got Oura rings. They were on sale. And we saw that the Oura rings were on sale. So we bought them. We said, this will be our Christmas present to each other. Right? And then now after Thanksgiving for Black Friday, they came out with a titanium one that
looks
so freaking
cool. Oh, my God, I hate that so much.
And I said to my wife, I'm like, Dad, look at this thing. And she's like, oh, God. And we've had them for a month now.
Are you going to upgrade or are you just going to stick with what you've got?
No, we've only had them for a month.
I know it.
So you can't take it back. I'm not buying a new one.
I know.
What am I, Bill Gates?
Listen, I feel that deeply.
Elon Musk? Now that kind of money.
Wait, I'm so happy you said that, actually, because I bought this this little face treatment thing that I really wanted. And then they came up with this upgrade on sale for Cyber Monday. And I was like, no,
that sucks.
But I just have to suck it up. Too bad. No.
Yeah,
so I'm glad that others have experienced this.
Yeah, you got to eat it for a year now.
Too bad.
All right, Sarah, let's get you 4 tickets for Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark now through December 28th. Have a great time.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. Anybody else that we need to talk to that you recall that is passionate?
Jenny Pace seemed like she was passionate.
Jenny was fired up about it. Jenny, is there also a school of thought that, you know what? What's her name? Marissa, you're stuck. You shouldn't have snooped to start with. You get what you get. And you don't throw a fit.
Well, I'm not a snooper. But I will say, if you're going to get me something, please don't get me clothes. because I like to pick my own.
Okay. Yeah, you know? Gift card.
Yeah, gift cards are great. Also, when I buy gifts, I just get so excited that I tell the people, do you want a hint? Do you want me to tell you what I got
leading
you?
Leading up to. Sure. Yeah, if they haven't asked you, are you married? Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
So, yeah, if they don't ask you, how long do they have before they start bringing stuff up? Halloween? Before you start throwing it at them?
Well, my birthday's on Halloween, so I can't be too greedy and, you know.
I get it.
Tell my Christmas list and my birthday list at the same time.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, my birthday's in January. Yes, you can.
Dude, same thing. My wife is today. My wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my wife is today. Our anniversary is September. Her birthday is today, then Christmas, then Valentine's. The more she tells me, the better I like it. And I grab it. She's got to be careful about what she says. Even if she goes, oh, that's cute. Boom. I'm making a mental note and I'm already Googling like where I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's got to be careful. No, just because Otherwise, I run out of material. You know? Like, there's, oh, my God, here we are. Oh, Valentine's Day. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see you at Toy Drive. Toy Drive starts Thursday. We'll see you there.
All righty.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian's got a little bit of a different flip on relationship rehab from a couple of minutes ago. She snooped. She found her presence. She hates one of them. She was trying to figure out how she could manipulate the situation and maybe get the gift that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Which then the question came up. She called herself evil. Then it kind of went through whether it was evil or not. Michaela said she's done it. And so I have a hard time. It's easy with somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we do this with a lot of things in our society now. You see people on social media and then you have these really hard opinions about who they are and what they are. But then when it's my sweet Mika.
Yeah, who's just nosy. Can't help myself. Evil is a harsh word, okay?
Evil's terrible.
Just nosy.
Shame on me for saying it.
It was there, it was hiding, and I knew it. I don't have that kind of self-control, okay?
Yeah.
I never did it again. I felt really bad.
What'd you ask me a second ago?
Should you feel offended if you receive a terrible gift from your partner, from your spouse?
Oh, like they just don't know you.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because I've never snooped, but the reason why I was kind of on this woman's side is because I've been on the side of receiving an awful gift and being like, well, if I would have snooped, I would have told her, absolutely not. Go take that back to wherever you got it from.
When he first,
you know what's so funny?
When he first said it, I thought he meant like the gift was offensive.
I thought
you know
so too.
I mean? Like,
I thought,
oh no, 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 like no, it no. was offensive.
Like, are you? Like,
well, to me, it was. Others would think I'm crazy, but
it was offensive because it was so bad. I'm sorry. What were you going
to
say?
I to that point, Lisa, my partner is very much like that. Like that's her. Like if you get a gift that doesn't make sense, and she's like, wait, what?
Oh, and she's
it's
like,
not about the gift. It's like, so you literally like don't know me. And she's like that intense and deep about it. I haven't learned that lesson in the hard way yet. But I do know that I always have to like be very
it's pressure.
Intentional.
Yeah.
Because it's never about the money or what it is. It's just like if it's so nothing that she would enjoy, like she's like, do you even know who I am?
Ooh, and that's hard. That's hard on both sides. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell people all the time, I'm the things I care about very deeply.
Totally.
I just don't care about much. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. If you've given me a gift, okay, great. If I don't like it, okay,
what if
great.
They like? What if they like bombed? Like, let's say we went to a concert, right? Went to a rock concert, and you had a great time. You're like, oh, that was amazing. Yeah. And then the gift I give you is like, I don't know, country, some rap album. And you're like, okay, thanks. You're like, I thought you loved music. And it's like, that doesn't mean.
Yeah, I feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but honestly, I would just be like, oh.
Or sports. You get the your most hated rival, but I thought you liked football. But it's the team that you hate the most. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear
you.
Yeah,
I feel offended.
I would be. Honestly, I'd just shrug my shoulders. Okay. You know what I mean? Because I know, because I can see the bigger picture with, like, if it's you, I see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing the best you can.
I handled it. My experience.
Yeah, what was it? What did they get you?
They got
that
me.
Was so bad.
I know. Golly.
No, this is going to sound, you guys are going to call me immature.
I don't know.
They got me a wrestling belt.
Oh, my
but
God.
But it was framed, the belt was, like, decorated with Hulk Hogan NWO stuff.
Oh.
And I was like.
Oh,
he's not a Hogan fan.
I'd feel offended.
And
by
guess
that.
What? And guess what? Not being. And guess what? Imagine knowing me for 10 or 15 years. I've always felt like this since I was a little kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I would feel, listen, I would feel offended.
I believe the jury is going to rule for the he is. Is he the plaintiff?
The defendant?
We rule for Adrian.
We rule, well, yes.
Yeah, we're teammate. Yeah. Oh, Dump that bean.
In the morning.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I bet you. Hang on. It's yes. It's literally offensive.
It's literally offensive.
Adrian, and I have to explain some things, and I'm sorry, and this may be a little mature, just because I know you got elementary kids in the car, but and they may not know the full story. I'm just saying, you parents, this might be we might need a moment.
This is important.
Okay, for those who don't fully understand the deal, Hogan at one point was caught hot mic on tape throwing around N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, multiple times.
And so Adrian is like, that's, full stop.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't just like the guy.
He was a jerk behind the scenes wrestling. When he wrestled, I didn't really like him as a wrestler, as a kid. So the whole thing.
So you hate Hulk Hogan.
And you got me that? Dude. And you know me for more than 2 seconds?
She went out of her way.
Yeah, she did.
And you purchased this. You also used money to buy this.
But I'll tell you this.
A 50-pound belt. You carried this around.
Having time to think about it while it's in your car, while you're wrapping it. There were so many times to back off.
You're
from
supposed
Hulk
to
Hogan.
You're supposed to love me?
This
you
isn't
love me.
Love. This
love
isn't
you? She
no.
used the L?
She doesn't love you.
You're supposed to love me?
No,
you care
that's
about
not
me.
Love.
You she used the L?
No, I'm
capital
saying
capital L?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, like these are words, these are feelings, these are things.
Love?
She's like, I got this with love. What?
No,
did she
didn't.
Told you she loved you?
Yes.
She doesn't love you.
No, she didn't.
I
no,
love you.
Oh, wait. Okay. All right. Final point.
The final point is when someone gets you a gift that you really love, like an otter from Ruby,
that's right.
The otter
that's
in Seattle.
Right.
The difference.
Which I did that. I did
it
that.
Says so much more than just the little stuffed otter. It's like, oh my God.
My wife and I
you
together.
You love me. You guys know me. You guys cared. You guys listened. It's such a bigger picture. Like, I'm obsessed with this little stuffed otter.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I'm like, dude, you guys totally get me. Thanks for like seeing me. Thanks for like getting it.
Oh no, even better story. You'll love to play into the whole story. I saw one. I saw one. And I went, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This will be perfect. It was a little more cartoony than that one.
And so you knew.
It
you
was
knew.
A little more bucktoothy, mm-hmm. And all that kind of more beaver than otter.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, okay, well, this is cute, but it's for a, 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And then my wife goes, no, how about that one? And I turned around and we just have it. And yeah, so there you go. And there's little baby Ruby.
Okay.
Right.
So gifts matter.
Yeah.
Listening matters.
Love you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Past 9 o'clock on Tuesday, the second day of December 2025. 2 days until Toy Drive.
Woohoo!
Starts Friday morning at 6 a.m. Waiting to find out when the mayor may or may not be showing up. Huh, didn't mean to say it like that, but I did. And it should be a big day on Thursday. And away we go with the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. We're going to need everybody. And it starts today on Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
We can't wait for Toy Drive. If you can't wait for Toy Drive, you can text 2025 Toy Drive to 76278 and give on Giving Tuesday to Help Us Southern Nevada. Help Us Southern Nevada is blasting their entire database as
that's
well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, to try and put it out there and maybe get a little jump on Toy Drive this year. So see what happens.
Let's
fingers
go,
crossed.
Baby.
This time, I've been saying it all morning long. This time, this time 2 weeks from now, they're putting up the scaffold today. This time 2 weeks from now, they'll be taking it down.
Insane.
Right now.
Yeah.
Wild.
We're in it.
Just wild. We all travel a fair amount. What do you believe the folks at Travel by Lux, which they seem like they would know what they were talking about, right?
Definitely.
What do you believe to be America's most luxurious airport? Based on what you know, what is America's most luxurious airport? Now, I want to point this out. They are including shopping venues, luxury lounges, fine dining. Yeah, I think that's, oh, private suites, which, what?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing. So I think we can all guess it's not us. It's not
no.
Vegas.
I, for some reason, want to say the Denver airport, but it's probably not.
Denver's one of the bigger airports,
it's
like size-wise.
So huge. It's nice. It's nice enough.
But it's not.
Isn't it haunted? Isn't there like something about that's haunted or something?
Yeah, that's actually
like
that? Yeah, my aunt flew in from Denver this week, and I was like, yeah, uh-huh.
What do you mean? Your aunt was acting spooky?
They don't have a full list of what I'm looking at. There's not a full list. I'm sure they score well.
Vegas is getting the Capital One Lounge next year, right? They're building it, right?
But we don't have a lot of, like, I can make it door to door. From my door to the gate, if I'm flying out of Terminal 3, shoot, I can be there in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's hella efficient. One of the more efficient ones.
Yeah, T3 is
it's
unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have TSA pre-check.
Yes.
And then I buy the parking, I buy it in advance, so you can park in the short-term parking for long-term. And you've already paid it.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
So you can pay, like, you know where passenger pickup is and they have the short-term parking?
Yeah.
You can park there long-term.
You're right.
If you pay in advance.
I did know that. Yes.
And you get a pass.
Yes.
It's the best.
Thanks for putting me on game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm looking into that right now.
No, it's the best.
It makes it even more easy. But to your point.
You put it in your wallet on your phone and bang.
Yeah, and even if you are parking long-term, it's still fairly easy. It's not like
gives you a discount.
Yeah.
It's not a big discount, but it's a discount. Mm-hmm. No, it's way worth it. You just walk right in. No, I feel fancy. But the Vegas airport, no. LAX has stepped up. LAX used to be an armpit.
Oh, yeah.
And that airport's nice. Orlando.
It's gorgeous.
It's okay, says me.
Considering it's LA, it should be better.
I've only had connectors lately, and in the Alaska, where the Alaska gates are.
Yeah, okay.
It was pretty nice.
Okay.
But who knows? That might be the only nice part of the airport.
I'm more of like a Southwest girl a lot of time, or like the...
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
I expect better. More.
Detroit. You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I would have never said Detroit.
It's okay. It doesn't stand out as being luxurious.
Second in fine dining.
Wow.
Number one overall. 85 shopping venues, 63 luxury lounges. Fine dining was 77% of the restaurants have tables and an average dinner price of $41. LAX had the highest meal costs. That makes sense. Orlando did well. Orlando had 100% on fine dining availability, the only airport to do so. O'Hare Airport in Chicago has 71 private suites. Mm-hmm. For what?
That's what I'm trying to understand. Are there a lot of layovers in these places?
In O'Hare, yes. O'Hare for sure.
But Detroit as well?
Yeah,
that they would step
Detroit,
the game up so much?
JFK is probably the nicest airport I've ever been to.
Really?
And they've redone it, and they got, you talk about fancy stuff, like if you have that Delta membership, you don't even have to go through anything. They have the car that'll take you to the plane.
I'm just never there long enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have layovers.
Same.
Because I'm pretty much just in the Pacific time zone.
Same.
But yeah, Detroit. I would have never believed
never
it.
In
America's
my
life. Most luxurious.
Well, way to go, Detroit.
JFK, by the way, number 28th. They just don't, it's big. They just don't have the luxury amenities. I gotta be honest. This does kind of all tie together because doesn't she sound luxurious?
Yes, she
doesn't
does.
This sound luxurious?
Rich.
Olivia Dean.
Three, two, one.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
So we, like many other people, roll our eyes, we laugh at the stupid internet security training that we, it seems like we have to take every quarter.
Yeah.
Right? About, you know, don't open phishing emails and don't make sure you got a good password. Apparently, there are still a ton of people who just want to get hacked. It's now, of course, that time of the year when they talk about all of the trends from 2025 and what to look forward to in 2026.
Yes.
Apparently, a lot more people, one of the hottest password trends in 2025, a lot more people are using swear words in their passwords.
Wait, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Which I never really considered, but.
Never. I didn't think you could.
As much as I like cussing. That's, yeah.
Kind of way to go.
Strangely enough, though, there's a company called NordPass that goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable passwords that people are still using. Believe it or not, the most common passwords are still admin, password, and 123456.
You know who could have really benefited from this information? The Lore.
Who?
What was it? The Lore? The Louvre?
Oh, the Louvre.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Remember how easy that was?
Yeah, because their password was Louvre. Nice job. Listen, we know it's French, and I imagine it's difficult. You know, L-O-U-V-R-E might throw a few people, but not everybody.
No.
That might be where I would start if I was... Now, if it was f***ing Louvre...
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, there are about 117 million lakes in the world.
Oh my God.
117 million. But they only cover about 4% of the earth.
What does that mean?
That even though there's a lot of them, they don't take up that much space.
Oh, okay.
As you might think. There's 117 million lakes, but it's only 4%.
That's why.
Like, the oceans are way bigger.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know. That's why I
know.
That's why I like this. 49% of Rolling Stone's latest list of the 500 greatest songs of all time were released in the 60s or 70s. Way to stay relevant, Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
11 songs from this decade have already made the cut. What do you suppose the highest ranking? You won't get it, by the way.
I know. Just
we could
tell
do this
me.
Forever.
I know.
We could do this forever. The highest ranking song from this decade, the 2020s.
Uh-huh.
Is Kill Bill by SZA.
I just killed
my ex. It's number 267.
There's no way.
And that from the 2020s is the Rolling Stone. You're so pretentious.
No, you guys are getting it.
You're so pretentious,
no,
Rolling Stone. If you were in space and you took your helmet off and you took your space suit off and all that, how long do you think you could last before you pass out?
30 seconds.
15.
Okay.
And apparently you would stay alive for up to 3 minutes.
Mm.
Just keep that in mind next time you go on a spacewalk and decide,
stuff.
I got to take this thing off. I don't know. Listen, let's get out of here. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. Man, we're getting there. Final preparations taking effect. And hopefully you're ready too. Make sure you call somebody telling them you love them today, because you never know when you might not get another chance. And give somebody a little pick-me-up today. Tell them they're doing a good job. It affects, like, literally everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian!
This past weekend was Survivor Series, which means that there is a lot of content on Unlikely. So go to YouTube, just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, or go listen Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on that free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow me too at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Let's get ready for Toy Drive, baby. It's almost here. Let's go.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-E-H-G-O-R-D-O-N. I am in full prep
getting
for Toy
ready.
Drive, baby. I'm taking a
getting
nap.
Ready.
Getting this whole body ready.
Yeah.
Getting this brain ready.
We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. Oh, wait. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen.
Yes.
Hope so. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.